Welcome to our first podcast,
Just for Kids.
Hi, my name is Izzy.
And my name is Kira.
Thanks for tuning into our podcast.
So, should we begin the podcast?
Sure, but before we do, what is a podcast?
A podcast is like a radio talk show, but there's not music and may not be live.
Okay, but why would I want to listen to a podcast?
Well, first, it gives you a break from a screen. Second, you can listen to a podcast while you're driving. And third, it is just fun to listen to.
Should we give them some history about podcasts?
Yeah, we probably should. Here's some facts. Did you know that the first podcast was created in 2004? The two people that made the first podcast were Dave Weiner and Adam Curry. Their company's name is Volo Media.
Did you know that more than 1 billion people subscribed to a podcast in 2013?
Did you know that 50% of Americans listen to a podcast once a month? And 49% of Americans over 12 are aware of podcasting? Did you know the word for podcasting originally meant auto-blogging? The word podcast comes from the word iPod and broadcast.
Did you know that according to iHeartRadio, some of the most famous podcasts are called The Daily, Armchair Expert, The Breakfast Club, and TED Radio Hour. Those are some interesting facts. Here's a joke. Who is the podcaster's best and only friend?
I don't know who.
Mike, get it?
Now we have a special guest. Tell us your name.
I'm Thomas. Thank you guys for having me.
We have a few questions to ask you about podcasting.
How many years have you been making podcasts?
About 4 or 5 years. I kind of started in middle school, and I've been doing it since then.
Oh, cool. When was the last time you made one?
I made a movie podcast with my dad, like, I think 3 or 4 months ago.
What other podcasts have you recorded?
So when I was in seventh grade, I really liked watching American football, and I really liked watching, like, the television shows like ESPN and, like, the NFL show. So I kind of wanted to be a part of that and kind of wanted to make my own like news show. So a buddy of mine and I just started working on some NFL podcasts, and it was pretty fun. Yeah.
Who helped you make your first podcast?
My friend Tristan, and the school helped me with some equipment. But yeah, we just took the mic and sat down and started recording.
Do you have anything else you want to tell us?
Yeah, just have fun. Keep doing it, and you know, you get better and you'll have a lot of fun doing it. So
thanks for coming in, Tommy.
Thanks for having me.
Now we have one more interview, and his name is Mr. Lim. But before we interview him, here's another great podcasting joke.
What did the podcaster say to the audience?
I don't know, what did they say?
Is anybody out there?
Okay, let's move on.
Mr. Lumen, we have a few questions to ask you.
What made you decide to start a podcast here at Grayside?
I remember my parents talking about way back in the day, people didn't have TVs, and so they would gather around the radios to entertain themselves, and they talked about one particular radio show that was by H.G. Wells. It was called War of the Worlds, and I always found it interesting because in that particular story, what happened was people had gathered around their radios to listen to a different show that night, and then they tuned into H.G. Wells' show, War of the Worlds. The problem was when they got to H.G. Wells' program, they thought he was reporting the news and didn't realize he was actually putting on a show. And to them it sounded like aliens were actually invading Earth, and I always found that story to be quite interesting. Anyway, moving on from that, earlier this year I went to a conference and learned more about podcasting. I'd always known a little bit, but there I learned a lot more, and I thought it would be something kids would enjoy. So we thought we'd try it here at Grayside.
What types of things will our podcast be about?
We'll do podcasts about a wide variety of things. There's a website called wonderopolis.org that would give us a lot of ideas for things we could do. Izzy had suggested maybe doing a podcast on Earth Day, which I think sounds like fun. We'll just do them on anything that sounds like things that would be important to kids in our school.
When is the next podcast going to be made, and who will be the podcasters?
Well, we're hoping to start our next podcast right after spring break. And honestly, I'd like the two of you to do the next podcast if you're interested.
Oh, yeah. Izzy has a joke for you.
How many podcasters does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
None. They're too busy making an hour-long podcast and how it went out.
Is there anything else you want to tell us?
I guess the only thing I'd other like to add is that we still hope to do one more podcast after you two have finished your next one. So if any other kids out there at Grayside are interested, keep that in mind.
Thanks for tuning in to
Just for Kids.